We're going back to that Beizim and Beiz, one Inyan that we didn't cover yet. The Gemara is going on Rabbi Zakimt of the Mishnah. Rabbi said the reason why Beiz Shnel, the Beyantiv is us, is Ocha Beyantiv She Chali is Acha Shabbos Eskina, Mutum Ayantiv that came after Shabbos. And the problem is Mishum Achana. That Shabbos can't be Mechel Niyantiv, that you learn from Veichinu. Chol Mechel Nishabbos, Chol Mechel Niyantiv, Ein Yantiv Mechel Nishabbos, and Shabbos Mechino Liyantiv. And the Gemara says, Abaye told him, so why isn't Yantif alone at Mutter? There's no Achana there, it was Gomer Me'asmon. Zayimishim Yantif Acha Shabbos. Shabbos Da'al Matish to be, that Shabbos alone should be Mutter. Zayimishim Shabbos Acha Yantif. So the Gemara says, Umiga Zvina, do we have such a Gzair? Vatanya Shechelis Tainagolis and Matzah Beitzim Gemurais, Mutaris Lechel Miyantif. If someone on Yantif Shechs the Tainagolis, there are eggs in the Tainagolis, he's allowed to eat it. Why? Why would he be allowed to eat it? Why don't you have Xayir? Mishum Hanak the Misal the Miyamim. Why don't you have Xayir? Because of those that were laid that day. So the Gemara says, Amalei Beitzim Gemurus Be'im and Musa Le Shchicha Musa Shchicha Le Gazer Berabanan. It's not Shchich to find Beitzim Gemurus in the Targalis, and therefore they weren't Gazer. So Taisus, the Mimaskal Musa Le Shchicha, and all the Rishainim ask, why is it only Xayir? We said, the problem is, when an egg is laid on Yantif Acha Shabbos, so then we say that when was the egg Nigmar? It was Nigmar on Shabbos. And if it was Nigmar on Shabbos, that's a Achana issue. When Shabbos is Mechen Yantif, Shabbos was Nigmar the egg on Shabbos, and that would be Mechen for using the egg on Yantif, so there's the issue of Achana. So why are we afraid? Maybe, we don't know for sure, but maybe this egg was already Nigmar Me'asmo, might have been Nigmar Hayayim, because it wasn't laid, it was Shechted. But it might have also been Nigma Me'esmo, and if you wouldn't have shechted it, it would have been laid today. So therefore, it must have been Nigma Me'esmo. So why isn't it usher, since there's an Issa Deraisa of eating an egg which was Muchan on Yantif on Shabbos, because that's Yantif Mechel, on eating egg Muchan on Shabbos on Yantif, it's Shabbos Mechel Yantif. So why, whenever you find an egg, why is it Mutatit? Why don't we say it's a Safik Deraisa L'chumra, that maybe it was Nigma Me'esmo? Advertises me'achad le nolday dekach lechashiv gemar. Since it wasn't laid, it's not considered to be a gemar. And all the rishonim say this teretz. Rabbanu Mochamis, Chidushei Rashba, the Rosh, and other rishonim. And what they mean to say is like this: when you say that an egg is nigmar, the gemar is only important because that facilitates the leida. An egg that was nolad, then we say that the gemar happened before, that gemar is an important thing. But if the egg wasn't nolad, then the gemar is meaningless. The gemar didn't essentially change the beya. The gemar did one thing with the beya. It made the beya into an egg that could be laid. But if it was never laid, the gemar doesn't mean anything. It's not considered a gemar. And Taisus writes, to Yishalmi Polig Baha. The Yishalmi says the following. The Yishalmi says that two reasons why the egg is different if it's laid or if it's not laid. One is that the taste is different. That was one man diomer. Leidami tam echilas miflim tam echilas mibuchutz. And the other one says she'ena nigmeres laefrech hashetetz lechutz. It's impossible for it to have a chick until it goes lechutz. That's when it becomes ready to have a chick. So the Rishonim merely explained it in two ways. The Ramban says one pshat, nothing to do with that. The Ramban says one pshat, that if you never shechted the Tarnagolis, so how did you have access to the egg? Through it being laid. And the only way it could be laid is through a gemar. And the gemar happened before. So the gemar facilitated your personal access to this egg. If you shechted and found the egg inside, so whether they had a gemar me'esmol or not, you would have found the same egg. So the gemar didn't do anything for you. It makes no difference if the egg was gomer or not. Either way, it wasn't laid. You got it through shechting it. You would have gotten it either way. That's why the gemara is in chashev. Mashengen, if you didn't shecht it, the egg was laid without you shechting it, so how did you have access to the egg? Through its being laid. And through its being laid, it needed the gemara and the esmo in order for it to be laid. So that's why it's called achana. That's one pshat the Ramban says. The other pshat is, I'll pee this Yushalmi, that be'etzem, there's not such a big difference between an egg which is nigma or not. The difference is if it's laid. If it's laid, then that's a big difference. The big difference in the egg that was laid or it wasn't late. It was noilet or not noilet. Either the taste is different or the mitzias is different. Now, egg that's noilet, that needs a gemar. So if you have a gemar on Shabbos for an egg that's noilet on Yom Tov or vice versa, so that's the problem of achana. Now, saying if the egg was never noilet, it was shecht and they found inside, that egg is not really so different. If it would be nigmar, it wouldn't be nigmar. So Mela, that's why it's not called achana. When Taisus says we bishalmi polig baha, Taisus doesn't mean it's a machlekes if this svar is correct. Both Deis and Yishalmi hold the svar is correct. Taisus says we bishalmi polig baha means why it's that way. What's the mile of the egg that's nailen that it needs a gmar? As I state in the Yifei Inayim al Kopanim. But that's already one teretz of the Rishonim, that an egg that's nailen needs a gmar, and the gmar me'esmal is a problem of achana. An egg that's not nailed doesn't need a gemar. And why do you need a gemar for an egg that's nailed? Either an egg that's nailed is b'yisoy shayna, the taste is different, the metzias is different. Or the only way we access is it through the leida. So mele for that you need a gemar. Mashenken, if you find the shechten inside, it's really the same with the gemar or without a gemar. Now there's another teretz in the Rishonim, the Baal Amar, and the Ran likes this teretz also, that says another pshat, that when you shechten tarnagoylus and find an egg inside, that's tarnagoylus, that's not egg b'chlal. The tarnagoylus was never huchen me'esmo. When an egg is laid, that's an egg. An egg, you have to declare, when did it come to this bria, when was it nigmar? It was nigmar me'esmo zachana. When you find the egg inside, that egg is not an egg then, it's a tarnagoylus. It's a chelik of a tarnagoylus, it's kecha me'vareho. It's not negay when it was nigmar, you're not reckoning it to be an egg. That's what the Baal Amar says. The Ramban says, what do you mean? It says that when you shech the tarnagoylus and find in the beitz and gemurah, you're allowed to eat them with milk. You see, it's not a tarnagoylus, you see, it's an egg. So the Ramban says, it's not meat. It's not basar. But legabe echana, it's like the tarnagoylus itself. And the Ramban explains, Yishalmi also means that. The Yishalmi means that when it's laid, then it becomes roi for an efrek, then it gets another time, then it's an egg. If it's not laid, it's bechlal not an egg, it's the part of the tarnagoylus, that's why it's not called the chana. So that's the second teretz. Teretz of Taisus, the Rosh, the Ramban, and the Chedusha Rashba is that either way it's an egg. But an egg doesn't need a gemar. Only an egg that's laid needs a gemar. An egg that's not laid, the gemar does not ma'alu u'mayrit. And we have another pshat that if it was never laid, it's not an egg b'chlal. So you don't have to reckon when this egg came into existence. It's the chelik of the tarnagoylus. There is a third pshat, Rabbeinu Ephraim, who taka holds not that way. Who taka holds that the pshat in the gemara that Hashaykhus had a girl so much of Beitzing Gemurah's Mataris Lechem Yantav is dafka when it's not Yantav Achashabbos. If it's Yantav Achashabbos, you can't, it's a Safik Deraisa. That's Rabbein Ephraim Olz Lachel Amaisa, all the Rishonim argue. So the Gemara is the Chayim Much not the way. The Rabban asks Kashish from the Gemara, why the Gemara asks the Mashal Nigzer, Misham Hanach, the Mishal, the Bimehen? Why don't we say, we're talking about it's not Yantav Achashabbos, why don't we say Nigzer, Mishum Yantav Achashabbos? Just like when the egg is laid on Yantav, Yantav the Alma, it's Xerim Shin Yantav Achashabbos. Who would then, when you find it, make Tarnagoylus? We should have the same Xerim that we said before, Xerim Shin Yantav Achashabbos. And Pelon Rebbeinu Ephraim, why don't we talk about Xerim Shin Manach the Messiah the Miyamayan when we could have said exactly the same Xerim? According to the Rishonim, there is no Din by Yantav Achashabbos by the egg that's found in Tarnagoylus. So Melu, make Xerim on the case of Yantav Achashabbos. For the case where it's Gzeira found in Tanagel, Gzeira Adu Nailat. But if found in Tanagel, it's the same din as Nailat. So Stam, say that it's found in Tanagel, it's in Yantav the Alma, it should be us, Gzeira, Mishimantav Achashamis. And the second cash is that why would you make Gzeira Tahanach the Mishal the Mimeimeim? That goof is Gzeira, Mishimantav Achashamis, is Gzeira, Gzeira. Taisus asks a kasha, Nigzu Shemhach, Mishal the Mimeim, the Ains Gzeira, Gzeira, Taisus says. Because Yantav means Yantav Achashabbos. So there, it's Xeira to a Deraisa. But according to Ben Ephraim, the Yantav means B'davka not Yantav Achashabbos. So why would you make Xeira to Hanach Nemesial to be a man? That would be Xeira to Xeira. As I affect the Ramban. Now there's another Kasha which Rabbi Kavega discusses. That he asks the following Kasha. He says that any time an egg is laid on Shabbos after Yantav, who was saying that there's Xeira Mishum Mishum Shabbos the Alma Tishri, you know, Xerim Mishum Shabbos after Yomtiv. So Shabbos after Yomtiv, we say there's a din achana. Now, according to Moshe Shainim, And when Yantiv is mechen la'atzmai, then it could work for Shabbos. It's only a problem when the achan of the Yantiv cannot be used until Shabbos. So the achan of the Shabbos cannot be used till Yantiv. But when the achan of the Yantiv could be used on Yantiv itself, it's not called achana. So fekter b'kivegam, every time you have an egg that was born in Shabbos achi Yantiv, why don't we say in Yantiv you could have eaten it? You could have shechted the tarnagolas and eaten the egg from the mei tarnagolas. So the Gemara may esmal on Yantiv was something which is necessary for Yantiv's sake. Now l'chayah this kasha specifically on Rebbeinu Ephraim, l'fili rishayim that the Gemara is only a Gemara if there was a leida, and when there's no leida there's no Gemara. So the Gemara, as far as the leida is concerned, as far as the egg is concerned, wasn't Yantiv mechel atzmai. According to Rebbeinu Ephraim, the pshat is the Gemara itself is a problem. And he says that even if there was never a leida, if you shech the chicken on Yantiv achas Shabbos, and you find an egg inside, so it was nigmar the day before, so it's taka aser. So fekta mikvega, sa'ay bazay, every time it's nailan on Shabbos, it should be mutter. Because even though it was nigmar on Yantiv, but you could have eaten it on Yantiv, you could have shecht it and eaten it. So why isn't it called Yantiv mechem atzmai? So his teretz basically is that we're afraid that it was nigmar on Bein HaShmashis. If it was nigmar Bein HaShmashis, you weren't allowed to shecht it because it's already Bein HaShmashis of Shabbos. But on the other hand, it's actually Yantiv. In the middle, it's not Yantiv mechem atzmai. So with this, he said, he answers the Ramban's kasha. He says a new pshan in the Gemara. But you won't be mayach so much. The kids of the Rishonim want to know, when you have an egg that was shechted on Yantiv achas Shabbos, why is it mutter? Why is it nigmar on Shabbos? The Rishonim say, because nigmar b'Shabbos, when it's never laid, is not a chesaron, either because the whole Gemara is only for the laid afterwards, but there's no laid afterwards, it's not considered a Gemara b'chalal, or any time you find it inside, it's not considered an egg b'chalal, it's considered part of the chicken. And the Rebbeinu Ephraim's pshat, that ain't a chinami, by Yantiv achas Shabbos it is asur. The Gemara is talking about Yantiv ba'alma, but then you have the kasha. Why did the Gemara then say gzeirim shem Yantiv achas Shabbos, and also gzeirim shem hanach misal demeim should be gzeir l'gzeirim? That's the kasha. Now one more nekuda about this Gemara before we go weiter is that the achrayim ask a kasha. The rishonim all are bothered by a kasha. It should be a suffix every time you shech the Yantiv achas Shabbos. Should be a suffix. Maybe it was misalda the day before. Why don't you say chazaka? Whenever you have a suffix when something happens, chazaka tells you to pick the later time. So why don't you say the Gemara, we don't know if it happened on Shabbos earlier or on Yantif and then it'll be mutter. Why don't we say it happened on Yantif? So there is a discussion by Davar Sheish Lamatirim. Here we're talking about Davar Sheish Lamatirim, if you could be saying on chazaka. The Be'er Yitzchak, Abitzchak Elchanan, Yerdei Siman Aleph Anif Beis, brings us as a raya. That davar sheish matir, you don't go basa chazak, because the machlokes is a peskim in that. But there's ayin yantif in Siman Pei Aleph, he says, you say, that chazak is only when we don't know how long the original chazak lasted. We don't know how long did it go further, or did it get cut off early. Chazak says it lasted as long as possible. So let's say I have a question, when a behema was born, so we don't know if the cheskes muberes lasted longer, or the birth came out earlier, so we say it happened longer. Now, Shengen by eggs, he said, there's an exact 21 time from the time the egg started until the egg is laid. It's impossible to go longer. So it's not a suffix how long it took. The suffix was when it started even. That's not Chaya Chazaka. He's discussing also Taisus Kasha. When you have a suffix, if let's say a katan, that's a suffix if he's a ventas, he's 9 years old, and he was born in Isha, and the Shaz is the Pasal the Isha, a katan less than 9, his bia is not considered a bia. And if he's over 9, so then his bia is called a bia. We don't know how old he is, so why don't we say that he has a chazaka, he's a katan, he's not 9, we should assume he's not 9. So Taisa doesn't answer the kasha, but the Ayna Yantiv says, because he doesn't remain not 9 years old any longer than 9 years, it's an exact time. So Chazaka doesn't say when the time is. Chazaka says if a Isha becomes a Nida, so she remained Tahira a longer time. She remained a Pruya, she wasn't a Skacha, or she remained a Isha Sis, she wasn't a Skacha a longer time. But here, you're only, when you're 9, you're 9. The question is when you were born, when you started, then you don't say Chazaka. I don't fully understand the Teretz, because say Chazaka that he wasn't born until later. And the same thing with the egg. even though it's only 21 days from the time it was starting to develop until it's laid, but say that the actual start of the process was later. Why wouldn't Chazaka be for that? I'm not 100% sure. Now the Gemara says another two taimim, why we're going to ask the Beya. One is Gzeirish Shemayala V'yitlash, that maybe you'll come and go be Talish and you'll take off the fruit. And the other one is Gzeirish Shemashkim Shazavu, you might be Seichet, you might squeeze the Peiris, it's Nichol Nigzeirish Mashkim Shazavu, Nichol Nigzeirish Peiris Haneshim. Gemara says Kulachad Gzeirihi. But that gets us involved in a question which Taisus asks here. What will be the problem of Shemi Alevi Yitloish on Yom Tif? On Yom Tif, you'll have to do Malacha for Eichel Nefesh. Why wouldn't Eichel Nefesh be a Malacha? Chai, the same question is on Schita. Why wouldn't there be a Heter to squeeze out Peris? What's the Isser? On Yom Tif, why isn't it Mutta because of Eichel Nefesh? Taisus also asks the question. On the beginning of the third Perek, it says, Ein Sad and Dogim and Abivim B'Yom Tif, that you can't trap fish. And the question is about trapping animals, of course they're already trapped. But it sounds like the Malacha of Tzedah is Asar and Yom Tif. Why? One is a Mutta because of Eichel Nefesh. So Taisus discusses a possibility that maybe because it's Efshe Me'esmol, which is what Rashi says in the beginning of the third parak, and Taisus says no, only by Mechshirim we find the din of Efshe Me'esmol. By Eichel Nefesh we don't have the Yisayit of Efshe Me'esmol. So Taisus brings the Taisus from Rabbeinu Nisanol Mikinayin, that the Yishalmi has a drasha, Acha she'achal chol nefesh is samach tishmai demesematzeis, that the malachas mishima ve'elech, which is from Lisha, that's mutter, but the rest of the malachas before Lisha is asur. And he brings another Yishalmi with a miyat, shalei liksar, and the Yishalmi says that ach, levadai, hu, and levadai are all three miyutim, to yamayet tchina harkada and ksira. So there's exeris akasim in the Yishalmi, we're only matim Elisha ve'elech, or a different miyutim. Now the Rishonim later, in the beginning of the Ein Sadin, are ma'arich about it. Some Rishonim say, right, Rashi says, like we said, because nothing will happen if you trap it earlier, there's no hefsid b'davar. But the Rishonim will ask this kasha and Rashi, it's only by Machshirim. And they say, if you mean there's an Issa d'Rabbanan, so why would the Rabbanan be geyser if, let's say, somebody tried to trap it earlier, but his trap wasn't working? Why would you ask her in that case? But the machlokes Rishonim lemaisa of these Yisurim and their Aisa the Rabbanan, the Rambanim lechamis and the Chedushei Rashba hold its asimi the Aisa. Taisa is also mashman that way. But the Rambam Hilchos Yom Tov Perek Ayin Aleph Halacha Hey, and the Rush in the beginning of Perek Gimel and the Rambam Perek Gimel, they all say it's the Rabbanan. But I want to explain Pashat Pshat in this Lisha Ve'elech because the Chayit is Tamu B'Yaseh. What does it mean? The Yishalmi has a drasha that the only mutter from Lisha Ve'elech. Right? That's Yishalmi's drasha. That famous drasha. It's right the Mesematzeh, some malachas from Shima Ve'elech, Melisha Ve'elech, a mutter, other malachas before Lisha Aser. What does it mean, Melisha Ve'elech? It doesn't mean, Lisha is the 10th malacha from the 39 of us malacha in the list that's brought in the Mishnah and Shabbos. So it doesn't mean that all the malachas on the list after Lisha are mutter, because Seda is actually after Lisha. So how would Taisus say this? Good, say this is a good teretz for Seda. Seda is after Lisha. But what it means, of course, is the 11 malachas for Pas are all aser except from Lisha and on. Now after Lisha is only one more malach in the Seas of Pas. It's Afiyah. So Melisha Ve'elach means there are only two malachas that are mutter in the 11 malachas for Pas: Lisha and Afiyah. Okay. So why is Shechita mutter? Why is Shechita Mutter and Seda Aser? How does Lisha Ve'elech tell you that Seda is Aser? I mean, Ksira we understand, Ksira is before. But Seda was saying because of Lisha Ve'elech it's Aser, and Shechita was saying is Mutter. Why is Seda considered to be Memayin from Lisha Ve'elech and Shechita not? Bemisun Apella. I'll tell you the answer. I got it from the Ramban and the Rashba. The Ramban is a Melchamis in the beginning of Perek Gimel, and the Rashba in the Sefer Avodas HaKadosh. The Melchamis in Perek Gimel, which holds us to Raisa, he says the following. He says, you should know, not all Melachis of Eichel Nefesh is Mutter and Yantif, only things that are Hechshir Macholim LaEichlon, but not, like a Fia and Bishel, but not trapping, and not Eikadav HaMigiduloi. Because there are said that Mechal Melechas Aveda, that's one Teretz of Chad he gives, the words Melechas Aveda, and then he says, Inami the Yerushalmi. And he brings the drasha of the Yerushalmi, Lisha Ve'elech, he brings the drasha of Achu Levadeh Athri Miyutim, and he says, Meshma Yistarshim. But according to everyone, Tchina Nakada is Nisnait. Why? And his Lashon is, the Torah only was Matta Melecha Shal Yema, the Melecha of that day, Shchita, Afiyah, and Bishul. But these are not the tikkun. And people are misakin liyamim harbe. The Torah says no. Yamim harbe you should do it b'chayil, not do it on yantif. And then he says, you do find sometimes tchin is mutter, but tchin is palpul b'rechayim shalahem. And that's melechas yayim. So, Torah says, because that's melechas yayim. When you grind the pepper in a pepper mill, that's kitchen work. That's melechas yayim. But what about ktsira, which is a little bit shver? What about when you pick the tomatoes, which you only do for that day? The Teretz says, he says, there's a light plug, and he says a little bit more, that it's only eichlem b'rishusai. Lack of migidulai, that's already a different thing. That's getting things from end of your rishus. Even the pears that if you picked it the day before, they will become shvach, like figs and berries. And koshkein, seiris b'alei chayim, is b'chal melechas aveda. So the Ramban clearly is explaining the Hagdar of the Yerushalmi. He says, "M'shma Yisdarshim b'kimnai," but the din of Lisha ve'elech is all the same. Now, Melechas Aveda, what he means is, the Ramban Alatayr already started with the idea of Melechas Aveda, but doesn't take it as far as the Melchanis. He says a very interesting thing. He says, in Parshas Bay, it says, don't do Melacha, but you could do Eichel Nefesh. In Parshas Emor, it always says by Yomtiv Melechas Aveda. Shabbos is never called Melechas Aveda, never. You'll never find the word Melechas Aveda in reference to Melechas Shabbos, always Melacha. But Yantiv, generally speaking, the Torah says Melechas Aveda. There are a few exceptions, like in Parshas Bay where the Torah told you you could do Eichel Nefesh, and one other exception in Parshas Re'eh. But generally speaking, it's Melechas Aveda. And what's Melechas Aveda? Melacha She'en Ba'Eichel Nefesh is Melechas Aveda. And I think it means like this. There's a difference between field work and kitchen work. Melechas Aveda tells you field work is usher. Kitchen work is mutter. To light candles, to cook, to do lisha, even shkita. These are housework. Housework is mutter. Field work is usher. So now he's telling you, even if it's for Eichel Nefesh, but since it's things that are not done on a day-to-day basis, they're done in the field. That's all Melechas Aveda, that's all field work. And that's the same drasha of Lisha Ve'elech. Lisha Ve'elech is when you start the housework. Till Lisha, they all work in the field. They're all nasli yamim rabbim. Lisha Ve'elech means it has to be something in the house. And it's all the same drasha. The Rashba also says this in Avedis HaKadosh. He says a little bit more. He says, Mashan Adav V'chachamim Lesem B'Ksasan. The Torah tells you, Melechas Aveda or Lisha Ve'elech, and the Meramis and the Chachamim, don't the aser some of the melachas. And what's the point? Hey Mamru, that the Torah was only not the things that it's not the derech to misakel liyamim harbe. And also only things that are ready b'shusai as opposed to ksira, where he says al pirayv, it's not liyamim harbe, and also it's not b'shusai kol shken seda. So that's what I think the hagdara is. Lisha ve'elech is just the hagdara that the melacha is housework that's not done liyamim harbe, as opposed to field work that is done liyamim rabin. Now the Rambam is magdar it slightly differently, which l'chari sounds like Rashi in Ein Sadim. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchas Yantav Halacha Hey says the following: Kol Malacha Shavshel Yasus Me'Erev Yantav Lo Yideh Hefsid V'Lo Chisarin. If you're able to do the Malacha in Erev Yantav, and there wouldn't be any loss or any problem in Nasus Me'Erev, also Chol Masas Yantav, he holds his Durabban and Afish L'Tzerech Achila, and he's Ma'arech because this person might spend the whole day on all sorts of malachas, to be minei from Simchas Yantif. And he says, from there you see, and kaitzun, leidashin, leizarin, leibarin, leitechmes, sechitim, leimachdim, yantif. Because all these things you could have done erev yantif, there wouldn't have been a hefsid of chasarin. But you are lashin, eifin, sheikhtim, vashlim, yantif. Because if you did it, there would be a hefsid of chasarin tap. I think it's be'erech the same shot. Even though the rishainim are being magdish the point of nasal yamim rabin, and Rashi and the Rambam is being magdish the point of whether it's whether it could be done the erev yantif without causing that undue thing, but the yisayda davar is the same. The melachas that are done, generally speaking, for one day, they're the ones that are mutter. The melachas that are done, generally speaking, for a long time, they're the ones that are asr. Now, we said, the Rambam holds it's issur min rabbanan because it become to minei v'simchas yantiv. The Rosh holds this an issur min rabbanan because it's like uvda d'chayil. The Ramban and the Rashba hold this, they're right, it's melachas avayda. But the ikka gather is be'erich the same gather. That the melachas that are mutter and yantif are melachas that are generally done for that day zeichel nefesh. The melachas that are asr and yantif are done for a long time. And the Shainim add, even though ktsira, when you pick fruit, it could be done for that day zeichel nefesh. You go to your vegetable garden, pick a vegetable, it's generally done for that day zeichel nefesh. But since it's not b'shusay, or because it's loy plug for the ktsira, so mel, that's why it's asr. That's why it's the same din of ksira. That's how Chazal and Magdir it. Even though by bayer and teichen, it's different. By bayer and teichen, when you're being bayer wheat, it's asr, because that's only Yom Ramadan. When you're being bayer fish bones or something like that, that's mutter. Or teichen also, when you're being teichen wheat or other things like that, that's asr. And perhaps even asr midaraisa. But when you're teichen household things like palpulin or spices, that will have, that there are different things that are mutter, whatever the derech is for that day. But this is, I think, come out all the rishayim ashava b'zeh. The gather of which malachas eichel nefesh is asr, is things that are done liyam rabim, or ksir which is not b'shusay, or tzedah which is not b'shusay, and also done liyam rabim. And Rashi and the Rambam speak out, it's efshel asr without a hefsin and a chasarin, but I think it's be'erich the same idea. And the reason why it's asr, if it's asr min rabbanan, it's because it's next yantif into chayil, or because it's a mini simchas yantif. And the Ari Shainim that say it's asr midaraisa. The Rashba says, Mashun adav l'chachamim, it's b'chal melechis avayda. You have the drush of lisha ve'elech. But these rules on pratim and how we know the isr, and what exactly is the time of the isr. But the gedder hadavar is either yamim rabim, or ebay hefsid. And that's be'erich the same gather for all the Rishayim. So mel, you'll find sometimes even malachas before Lisha amutter l'maisa, because in that particular context, it's not meant liyam radim, and there is a hefsid if it's not done before. And that explains the chilting shkita and say the shkita has to be done that day. You eat the animal as soon as it's shechted. That's when it's fresh. Say that can be done long in advance. So mel, it's nasa liyam radim. So, male, that's why it's awesome.